With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He has been taken off the battlefield permanently. Israel says it has killed the Hamas commander who oversaw the brutal October 7th attack on Israeli civilians, the attack that sparked the war, and that war is heating up.
The Israel Defense Forces have said this morning that they have struck more than 300 Hamas targets inside Gaza in the last 24 hours or so. And you can see and hear really the ferocity of the battle that is going on there. We're hearing constant airstrikes and outgoing artillery fire from here in Israel. And the pictures that the Israel Defense Forces are releasing now show their infantry troops deep inside Gaza. They're on the ground. At the start of this, they were going in and coming out again, but they're very much dug into their positions now. We're seeing tanks on the beaches of Gaza there, and we're seeing this increasing push from north to south of the strip as they try to eradicate Hamas.
The BBC's Anna Foster in southern Israel. House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing to bring a standalone Israeli aid bill to the floor this week. The Biden administration pushes for a $105 billion package for Israel and Ukraine.
Speaker Johnson said on Sunday that the House will consider aid to Israel in a standalone measure this week and expressed confidence that it would pass with bipartisan support. Such a move would resist President Biden's call for Congress to approve a broader package that also includes aid to Ukraine as well as other national security needs. Acknowledging that Senate Republicans have a similar measure, Speaker Johnson told Fox News on Sunday that the House was planning to move the standalone Israel funding bill this week. The White House this month requested more than $105 billion in national security aid, including over $61 billion to Ukraine, over $14 billion to Israel, and more than $9 billion for humanitarian assistance. Edwin Mora, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 59 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 36, S&P futures up 14. This is SRN News. Christian apologist and author Dr. Alex McFarland has some advice for churches trying to spread the gospel in dark times.
Mark 9:26 says some things are only accomplished by prayer and fasting. The great unspoken tool of evangelism and outreach is prayer.
He tells SRN News.
Churches need to have a ministry of prayer and intercession, and that will be used by God to open the hearts of people, ultimately by which they can come into a relationship with Christ.
McFarland says that's the only way to save America. Virginia's legislative races feature a number of candidates whose personal behavior would probably have disqualified them in decades past. The most prominent among them is incumbent Democrat Danica Rome, who is a man living as a woman. Then there's independent Stafford County Supervisor Monica Gary, who promotes the fact that she used to work as an adult dancer in a so-called gentleman's club. SRN News. Investigators in Maine trying to piece together events that led to the state's deadliest mass shooting.
The Sagadahoc County Sheriff's Office says Robert Card's family alerted it 5 months ago that they were becoming concerned about his deteriorating mental health, especially while he had access to firearms. That prompted the sheriff to contact Card's Army Reserve Unit, which assured deputies they would speak to Card and make sure he got medical attention. It was the first in a string of interactions police had with the 40-year-old firearm instructor. He marched into a Lewiston bowling alley and bar last Wednesday and opened fire, killing 18 people and wounding 13 others. 2 days later, he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. I'm Ben Thomas.
Her face covered, a woman who was allegedly making threats on a train, has been shot and wounded by police in Paris, the latest security incident in the country. More details at SRNNews.com.